Blog Talk Radio.
The Kodesh Baruch, the Holy One, blessed be He. Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. With us to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You now tune into blogtalkradio.com, and we humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class. Class number 584, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul Program, presentation number 31. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator, Shalom. Shalom and peace, and bracha, blessings upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live as we listen to the conclusion. Here comes the time from Isaac Baton, blessed is brother in spirit, soul, and prayer, president of the Beit Mazal Shul, 1433 President Street, here in Kesser Crown Heights, where every Shabbat there is a special prayer session starting at 10 a.m. at 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue. We can hear authentic Jewish Moroccan Sephardi chantings fused with ancient Israelite liturgy formulated by our prophets and sages. It's now 9:33 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Our call-in number is 347-838-8669. Our focus today will be extracting inspirations from Rav Hillel's elucidations. We're talking about Rav Hillel of Parech, a noted Tzaddik, Mekubal, and Rav, Chassid of three Chabad Rebbeim, as he elucidated upon the Mittler Rebbe's Shari Yuchad, the second Chabad Rebbe, direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. And Shari Yuchad, if you didn't know, blessed souls, is translated into English simply as the Gate of Unification. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. Today's tags are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Chabad Chassidus, Meditate to Eliminate Hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon the face of this blessed earth. Rav Hillel of Parech, the Mittler Rebbe, with breath, light, I should say, with breath and length and depth of an eternal Torah concept. I'd like to throw a big shout out and well wishings for blessings and healings, Bagashmis Ruknis, and all the physicality and spirituality of my blessed father, Rav Shlomo Yaakov, Shyichia ben Esther Aliyah Shalom, the son of my grandmother, Esther, whose name is the namesake of the Megillus Esther, which we'll be reading in less than 48 hours. It's a wonderful holiday, dealing with the concealment of godliness. And this program, as well as all of our efforts here on Blog Talk Radio with Soul Class, is to reveal godliness. Afal Pekin, there is a lot of concealment of it. Some of it is divinely decreed, and most of it, because human beings are still just not aware of it, and there are other human beings who don't want others to become aware of it. As well, I want to send out a shout-out and blessing to my mother, Maras Yischa Shetechia, Bas, Chayasara Leah Shalom, of Blessed Mary, my grandmother, Chayasara. I also want to send out warm greetings out to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law out in Eretz Israel in Mizgad Batia, located in the center of Israel. Reb, or actually Rav, Yochanan ben Avraham, Ish'eshes Chayel Anat, Hillel ben Avraham, and to my mother-in-law and father-in-law, or my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Reb Shabtai, Sheyichia ben Fachar Simcha Aleihah Shalom, and Rivka Techiya, Maras Rivka Techiya Bas, Sarah Aleihah Shalom, and of course my dear brother-in-law, Daniel Moshe, Sheyichia ben Rivka Techiya. Also, listening live right now, as he told me he would be, is blessed brother in music. And we still haven't met physically, but we've certainly met spiritually, because he's the inspiration for me having the blessing to start this series, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, none other than musician and stealthy soul, Dave Tuttle, who also alerted me that there is an app that you can get out of Google Play Store, and you can hear archived versions of this program, as well as if you go to blogtalkradio.com. So I want to confer a lot of blessings and well wishes upon Dave Tuttle and his family, that they should go from strength to strength in all matters. With that being said, let's go into the program. Blessed souls, we concluded our last presentation based on chapter 1 of the Shaar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, with the elucidations of Rehillel Meir Parch, that embedded or existing already within your blessed, particularized, unique Koach HaMashkil, that super consciousness, for those of you who want to understand the literal translation, or the power to cognitively engage in perceptions beyond normative human consciousness, awareness, cognitive functioning, that within your Koach HaMashkil, your superconsciousness, and I want to be very careful to state, we're not talking about subconsciousness, because subconsciousness from the world of psychology implies that we are guided in a way that we can only be reactive to sudden surges of consciousness, whether it be positive consciousness, or according to Torah standards, neutral consciousness, or according to Torah, negative consciousness. Focusing on the physical to the exclusion of recognition that anything physical is the manifestation of what has been decreed upon above to be manifested from the spiritual realms. So when we talk about superconsciousness, blessed souls, we're talking about something that is accessible to you, whether you're conscious of it or not. And these teachings of Hasidus and cognitive Chabad meditative methods are designed in part to make you more proactive in accessing this particular consciousness known as superconsciousness, known as your Koach HaMashkil. So the outcome coming out of your superconsciousness has been affected by your proactive, cognitive, analytical, meditative, inner understanding efforts, blessed by the Most High, of course. Now, I just want to bring something from the world of physics as well. I'm calling out, I don't know if you want to call it an inspiration, but a comment from a book called Physics Matters, An Introduction to Conceptual Physics, a special edition for the Department of Physics from Brooklyn College, where there's a brief quote from Plato. The famous Plato compared observing nature to watching shadows on a wall. The underlying reality is inaccessible. You see, that's where the difference is, blessed souls, with Hasidus. We say, observe nature and rejoice that this nature that you're observing is one that you should engage in fully, and you are empowered to sharpen your observations of nature. And if you are meritorious, you can actually access the underlying reality, which is otherwise, yes, inaccessible if you're not empowered by Torah teachings. So these teachings are to empower us towards realms of consciousness which otherwise are not cognitively accessible to us, and if it is, we kind of conjecture why or how and what it is that we're accessing within our superconsciousness. Now, within our superconsciousness, our Koach HaMashkil, are three general properties associated with in any eternal Torah concept, namely, again, as we've been harping upon so far at the beginning of this program, Koach HaMaskil, your super consciousness, contains a depth, an omek, a width or breadth, a rochav, and a length to it, an orech. As well, there exists wellsprings and cognitive arteries, which both, if you consider during this most existential of moments, are examples of proverbial perspectives. Just as we continue to consider the depth of an allegorized wellspring, a proverbial wellspring that exists within yourself, to clarify, we begin with consideration towards the root, the shoresh, that place where the wellspring is extracted from within its own personal depth. From the point of depth of the wellspring, there is a dispersion upwardly, defying gravity within the earth itself until the waters of the abyss surge forward, upwardly, breaking through, and then there is an outcome, an emergence of innocuous drop after innocuous revealed water drop from its previous level of concealment. And then there's a level which is absolutely concealed. As the wellsprings of the abyss break through from the wellsprings of the abyss of your superconsciousness, blessed souls, emerge via the allegorical porous quality of this blessed earth, which on the one hand retains the capacity to remain compactly firm and yet sufficiently supple. Flexible, allow the water from deep within itself to eventually reach the beds of rivers, lakes, streams, and oceans. What we're trying to say, blessed souls, is that there is a certain firmness to your, not just the physical construction of your right, left, and back brains, but the capacity by which you can process matters according to your blessing as a human being. And therefore you are hardwired to think as a human being is and can and actualize at all levels of potential. But still there's a inborn, inbred, deeply embedded flexibility. Excuse me. That exists within your blessed mind that allows you to expand, to stretch out your consciousness in ways that you never thought you could have, unless you could access Torah teachings, which you are right now. Blessed souls, please recognize existing within your arteries of consciousness, those arteries of consciousness, contain a first depth, an omek harishon. This relates generally to a spiritualized form of wisdom which is identified as wisdom which is distilled from a realm in creation called Ayin, a sense of nothingness. That level of flexible, malleable, primordial, cognitive expression is found lodged within concealed levels of wisdom. And if we go back to the terse definition of wisdom, to perceive the profundity of any matter, any concept that you might be encountering, interacting with, presented with. And this is also called the place of Omek HaChachma, the depth of your wisdom, which is way beyond your revealed right brain cognitive processing and awareness. Now these matters that we've just been discussing, Rev Hillel depicted for the human soul congregation, yes, using the same allegory that was utilized by the Mittler Rebbe, namely the depth of a wellspring, Omek HaMayan, that is contained within your blessed superconsciousness and embedded within or included within your blessed soul consciousness, there can be described as two general qualities. Quality number one of your superconsciousness, your koach hamaskil, is a prepotential supercognitive state of consciousness empowering any human being, man or woman, to perceive above their, his or her, mundane, very fragile, very finite human awareness. But from within the context of our very fragile, very finite human awareness, consciousness, cognitive processing, we can perceive from within our koach hamaskil, our superconsciousness, there exists within a dimension of creation a superior level of consciousness, we can also call it godliness, which is exceeded by a level above it, vastly superior regarding the essence of the eternal light of Creator, the Atmos of the Orein Sof, meaning our superconsciousness is proactively, by its very design, focused continually on very high levels of godliness, which in this case are being described by Rav Hillel as the Atmos of the Orein Sof, the essence of the eternal light of Creator. And this eternal light of Creator, yes, is a vehicle for empowerment of all of creation and all of its details and all of its molecules and all of its subatomic particles. This eternal light of Creator towers over connecting, even serving as a direct source of all cause and effect relationships perceivable within this blessed creation, and how much more so this Atmos of the Orein Sof, the essence of this of Creator's eternal light, how much more so it towers over all unperceivable cause and effect relationships within and beyond this blessed creation. Now this is an expression of divinity, godliness, Elokus. And Rav Hillel wants us to know that this is termed as a quality of what are known as makifim elyonim, supernal encompassing light. You can also say it's connected to supernal forms of vitality and also potentiality. And the revelation of all forms of encompassing entities are described by Rav Hillel as Arubas HaShemayim, the windows of heaven. As mentioned above, as he doesn't take full credit for revealing this, because actually this is something which is mentioned in the teaching of the first chapter of the Shar Yuchot, the Getty Unification, by the Mittler Rebbe. Now these encompassing realms are also known as the Tarin de Chochma, the gates of wisdom. But what can open up these wondrous gates of wisdom is something contained within the human being. That which opens up our awareness of these gates of wisdom, that which opens up these windows of heaven to us, that which opens up and makes us have the schus, the merit of accessing these supernal encompassing matters, is our superconsciousness, because it is directly configured to connecting to these high levels of consciousness. Now the second general quality to be found within koach hamaskil is that it possesses within its potentiality and actualization to perceive how that the infinite Creator can effectuate the power of the descension of the godliness which was always and always will be never disconnected from the Creator, but empowered to descend downwardly into concealed levels after concealed levels, until godliness, Elokus, divinity, whatever you want to call it, jawfulness, reaches this physical earth. And we can perceive this with our koach hamaskil, our superconsciousness, to perceive the inner dimension of the implications of godliness coming down to the physicality of this world and the truth of this godliness, which is really the truth of all physicality. And we can see this even through the screening, the prism, the curtain of that which conceals the godliness. For instance, I'm sitting in a chair, and the laptop computer and the telephone that I'm speaking to you right now, blessed souls, are right in front of me. I'm grasping the phone as I'm even tapping the computer as I speak to you. But there's godliness within it. Now, I don't see it, but I'm learning about it because my Koach HaMaskil, even before we started the show, considered it, because it considers simultaneously going from level to level and accessing the Atmos of the Ein Sof, the eternity of the Creator, and also the power of the descension of this awareness of Creator's infinite light. It's just a matter of occupying my revealed consciousness, my right back and left brain thinking, cognitive processing, to be able to dialogue with you on this, blessed souls, and to think about it and speak to myself about it. And like when I ride my bike with the help of the Most High to work today, I can continue to think about these matters. And also to encourage us that we shouldn't be discouraged by the lack of outright revelation of godliness in the world, but our Koach HaMaskil, our superconsciousness, by virtue of the fact the way it is designed according to the eternal Torah plan, recognizes that the more concealment of godliness there is as godliness descends into this world, elicits a level of godliness which in relation to this world is way beyond that level of godliness as it exists in the upper worlds. Not that there are levels of godliness unto itself, distinctive levels, but in relation to the receivers of this revelation of the essence of the eternal light of Creator, there is a difference as we, as the students, the receivers, the vessels of this godliness. Now, the perception of this matter, of how godliness can come down even to this world and be totally concealed, but we can intellectually comprehend how it is, because after all, everything has a source, blessed souls. I mean, there's electricity flowing into my house, which is empowering me with the blessings of the Most High to do this radio show and me to talk into this telephone and to have my laptop look in front of me, telling me how many more minutes and seconds we have to the conclusion of today's humble efforts. So when you can realize how godliness is enlivening and constantly giving life to this world through the prism, that realm of consciousness when you call Koach HaMaskil, your perception of this matter is that you are perceiving from a realm within your superconsciousness called the Mayanos at the home, the abyss of the wellsprings within your superconsciousness, which, just like the water from deep within the earth, defies gravity, going from below to above until it penetrates into the riverbeds, the ocean beds, the stream beds, the lake beds. These wellsprings of the abyss break forth and surge forward up into your mind in order that you can get a better perception of how godliness is even the most mundane matters of this creation. And this requires a toil. At the beginning, a person must toil within themselves. And this toiling first is to nullify one's previous perceptions of what they thought might be or might not be in terms of the engagement, the interaction between godliness and this world. And also requires a removal of one who I am as being human. Not that there's something wrong and there's something lacking in being human, blessed souls, but without the Torah instruction, we are just relying on our natural tendencies, which are, every one of us have to make some sort of rectification of our natural tendencies, even if they're good tendencies. And how much more so if they're neutral? And Kol Shekin, how much even more so if we have negative tendencies within our personas and our behaviors and our speech and our action and our thoughts? So when we move away our natural tendencies, but we configure our natural tendencies, emotional, cognitive, and spiritual, towards these teachings of godliness, these teachings of Elokut, these teachings of Chassidus, We're making a space within our consciousness, revealed and super. And for those of you who feel more comfortable with our subconscious, that there should be a revealed enclosement within the infinite light of the Creator, even within the concealment of all chain, reaction, cause and effect relationships. And this is a quality of the depths of wisdom. So that being said, blessed souls, we're leaving you off with that. That again, just because someone said a couple thousand years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, that we can observe a shadow, but we can't understand what's the underlying occurrence from the observance of the shadow, we say within the Hasidic meditating, cognitive movement for the dispersion of such teachings as Torah-based Chabad meditation, rooted in the foundations of the Torah, as Rambam writes in the Laws of the Foundation of the Torah, Chapter 2, Law 2. It's a matter of exploration. Again, I cannot give you the answers on how to meditate, but as much as I can give you some knowledge, share with you things I've learned in the past 20-plus years in this endeavor. Sometimes successful, sometimes not so successful, but always with the feeling that there's always more to learn about in terms of how to meditate at different levels. And here we're talking about becoming more aware of our proactive, wonderful opportunity to access our superconsciousness, and that it has a depth within it. It has a length within it. It has a width or breadth within it. And that allows speak the defiance of human gravitational forces to just go according to our natural tendencies, which again, as I mentioned before, can be good, indifferent, or the opposite of good and indifferent. So with that being said, we're going to take flight and conclude with today's segue ending music. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Your comments, questions, and concerns are always welcome. You can send me an email, dongoodman6@gmail.com. You can go to my Facebook wall. I don't edit people's comments to me on my efforts. You can even call me at 347-613-4615, but please note my cell phone does not take voicemail. You'd have to text me. Again, you can text me at 347-613-4615. And one more thing, blessed souls, if you've been appreciating for the past 5.5 years in our efforts, I want to just mention this as well, that I've engaged in a project which I am not able to fully disclose, but if I am successful with this endeavor, it will allow me, blessings of the Most High, to expand my broadcasting abilities and capabilities, which I've gotten many people to give me such feedback that I should expand. Now, in the past, I've asked people to contribute, even send money through PenPal. Some have. Thank you very much. Almost a year ago, someone sponsored the program for about 6 months. But now I want to take a more unique approach, blessed souls, which you don't have to pull anything out of your pocket to help support my efforts or partner with me if you want to call it that. I ask you please to pray to the Creator that my current effort to expand our broadcasting capabilities will come in a manner that I don't have to borrow money from anyone. I don't have to ask money from anyone. I don't have to collect charity to expand our capabilities. So I will ask if you are interested in helping me and empowering me to pray to the one Creator who spoke and the world came to being by simply saying, Hashem, God, Creator, Almighty One, please bless and assist in a way that is proper according to Torah, Dan Zusia, Sheikhia Ben Yiska, Tachia. He be successful in his endeavors to expand his broadcasting abilities, to bring the messages that we have been bringing for the past 5.5 years all over the world in cyberspace via our humble efforts here on Soul Class. And so again, now we're going to take flight of you blessed souls in the way of a hava chad, one love, goro lechad, one destiny kulon of all of us, b'darchinom darchi shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Here is Flight of the White Eagle by our brother David Dome, will help us realize and internalize our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get up and scrimmage. And one more thing, of course, I'll have to mention, blessed soul, you've got to be good. I've got to be good. We've all got to be good. Why is that? Even though it might trigger some insecurities within the minds, hearts, and souls of some people, the response is, blessed souls, Hateva Tov, Hateva Hatov Lehetiv. It is the nature of the good to do good. And the Creator, who is the source of all goodness, in His most righteous of all decisions, in a way of righteousness we can't understand as human beings, wants you to be upon this living earth, living and giving earth. If the earth is living and giving, so too we should emulate the example of this living and giving earth, to be living and giving human beings to each other in thought and speech, and when we can, as per opportunity, in action. Let's take flight now, blessed souls, the Flight of the White Eagle by David Dome. Take care.